Did he just move?
Kenny called. He's in jail. He didn't leave a number. Sincerely, the guy on the couch.
DJ Gower.
Wait a minute!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass, ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.
Episode 254, 254, an ode to the couch.
That's right, folks. 254 episodes of Homer Simpson-esque treason. We're just fucking couch surfing this one.
Oh, yeah. We sit on our couches constantly. We've been on lockdown for months. Yeah, man. It's a weird existence here in Cali.
Yeah, almost a year now of this new world order.
It'd be nice for DJ Gower to take over the show. I'm going to keep preaching until he does because I'm running out of gas, man.
Yeah, man. And, I'll keep on the same bandwagon of high praises to DJ Matador for all his valiant efforts this year, cranking them out and keeping y'all entertained while you're stuck in your fucking hovels.
That's true, and yeah, making some, I don't know, man, mediocre at best attempts to for something cool, because I work constantly, just got off work, and Drinking a Secret Trail Free Ascent Mosaic Single Hop IPA.
Very nice, very nice. Gotta love a good Mosaic IPA.
Pretty damn good.
You know, some people are all about the single hop. I'm a pretty big advocate, you know. I think, like, when you get all of one hop in a beer, it really just lets you know what that tastes like. It's like a good strain of weed, you know. It just tells you its flavor profile and everything about it specifically. And, like, otherwise, it's like a blend, you know. And blends are fine, but they don't really tell you anything specifically. They just give you something nice to drink.
So this is a weird-ass episode that's coming out, man. And you're going to be like, why? Because there's weird-ass couch songs of, like, rap to bluegrass to punk to... I don't know, man. It's just roll with it, right?
Yeah, I mean, hey.
We need some decent themes. Fuck.
I mean, couch surfing, that's a thing, you know.
You will hear this song by Reverend Horton Heat, Couch Surfing.
There it is. See? These things exist, folks, and we find them for you because it's rhyme and fucking treason, and we seek out the random, the obscure, the what the fuck, and then we throw it in your face and mix it all up, and you're just questioning your full belief in music because you just realize that you like something that you thought you hated. So there you have it. Stay tuned, fucker.
I'm breathing so heavily in the mic right now. There's a slight buzz. I'm adjusting it.
Check us out on our OnlyFans page.
I sit on the couch constantly watching TV, playing video games, because especially the rainy weather, man. Makes me a lazy piece of shit.
Yep, exactly. You know, if my if DJ EJ wasn't such an asshole about his behavior whenever he plays video games, I'd probably play them more because I like video games. But he plays them for like 30 minutes, and next thing you know, he's a raging dick. So I have to like take him away, which means that I can't play them. So it's like punishing myself. It sucks.
Yeah, well, here's a little cliffhanger for the next talking. We'll talk about the insanity that is GameStop stock.
Oh, dear Lord, yeah. So, were you on the hype train, folks? Did you get in early?
Lost 600.
Were you able to close out your positions, like, you know?
Lost 600. Anyway, here it goes. We're going to play some weird-ass songs, and thanks for putting up with us. DJ Gower, come to Chico. Grab the program and the start making these. Or I can just mail them to you. Something, dude. I'm like I'm a defeated podcaster.
That's amazing.
It's like, this one sucks. Why did I put this metal song there? It's like podcast burnout. Anyway, here we go.
Enjoy the metal.
All couch songs rhyme.
And Surf City of Treason. Got in the car and jumped on the expressway. Then that's when she called me. Why you leave the house? Damn. Say every time I leave, she get nightmares. When she wake up, I'll be right there. Gucci thugged out. And even if I could, I can fight fair. Baby, would you please wear your night there? Chop on the couch. That's a chop on the couch. That's a chop on the couch. It's a chopper on the couch. It's a chopper on the couch.
Oh, hey. Hey, you caught me napping on my favorite couch.
You gotta love them. They're so comfortable, and they're really durable. They last a long time. We've had these for about 6 years. We have a couch, and we have a love seat. And the reclining mechanism is really great, too, because it's just so comfortable.
Taking a vacation, 80s animation. Give me DVDs in the throwback station. Put a pizza in Friday night, I can get it on. Drinking 2 liter out the bottle with the slippers on. Sit back, Thundercats, ho, Panthro. greater than Lionel. Time for G.I. Joe. Duke made me puke. I was always in the snake eyes, always in the timber. Lady J was limber. Deep thoughts always hit me when I'm on my sofa. Like who had the worst aim? Stormtroopers or Cobra? Cookies in my left, controller in my right hand. Now I'm watching Spidey, Firestar and Iceman. Flip to some older shit and I guess it's either Space Ghost, Herculoids or Johnny Quest. I love that Alex talked, started something like a lost art. You know what I'm about, watching Force 5
and
on
really
the count.
And they really last a long time.
Lighted cup holder and hidden storage.
One more.
In black or brown.
Couple hours past now, it's how I relax now. Been watching Scooby-Doo for about a half now. Couch potato, woofing down some Cheetos. Hennessy, a little Tennessee tuxedo.
Come on.
From the 60s, or maybe Bill Bixby. Knowledge ain't shit if you gotta use Wiki. And this is coming from my head, from my memories. Challenge of the Super Friends, yeah, the 70s. No soul can just watch Black Vulcan, Dynamite, and Blue Falcon. So dope, 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 dope. G-Man, I had the power like He-Man. I loved the show before I was an EPMD fan. Bumblebee, Starscream, Megatron, Optimus Prime. Had me falling right in line when it was time.
Caught me lounging, didn't you? Do I need to say that I love this couch? I'm gonna stop dishing over the couch now, because it's a little weird.
Hey, yo, wake up. Wake up.
That's our favorite couch.
Hey, yo, wake up. Wake up, man. Hey, wake up. Come on, man. Damn, it's 2 in the afternoon, man.
It seems nowadays friends step to me bogus and end up on my couch at night without notice. It's cool to have a friend over every now and then, but I gotta have my space and I don't wanna see their face like every single day of the week. Talk is cheap, you better find yourself another place to sleep. It ain't my fault that your mom's got fed up and now you wanna come to my crib and wet my bed up. You better find a job so you can get an apartment and you can save your crocodile tears. Don't even start with the sob stories. I got enough from the other 7 brothers in the den playing Genesis. Damn, I can't win at this. Seems like I'm gonna have to flip and tell those other brothers that they're gonna have to skip. I had it up to here with these lazy cats sticking sleeping on my couch and I'm tired of that. House, they kinda wonder where the squadron's at. They're not gone, they're just down at the laundromat. Because they wear the same pairs of clothing. I'm taking up crazy patience, just holding my temper. I'm about to start charging rent for every single brother that kicked it with my mother eating biscuits on Saturday morning like a family. The minute they step, it's like moms is crazy mad at me. Cause they're in my mother's room watching television. I feel like giving them the boot and say the hell with them. But if I give them the boot, I'm not a friend though. Even though my wound smells like dime bags of endo, but I can't pretend like I haven't been keeping it. Even mom knows that my brother's been sleeping on my couch for weeks. So your speeches fall flat, digging sleeping on my couch and I'm tired of that. Maybe this was just my upbringing perhaps, but I was taught that I shouldn't take 7-day naps at other brothers' cribs like I don't have a home. Brothers on my couch so much there's like foam coming out the seams, and a pair of jeans is missing from my closet. I wonder why I even bother being friendly. They're running my ass like the Indy 5000. They went and wrinkled my mother's blouse when they snuck downstairs for a midnight snack and ate the last slice of bread and a box of Apple Jacks. Then they hit the sack with the stereo blasted, and even little Tyson is fed up. So I'm asking you all to jet before I get upset and throw each and every one of you bums out on your back. My house is a mess, so step your little pest to it. Sleeping on my couch, cause I'm tired of that.
Hey, what's wrong with you, man?
Oh, man, I was just sleeping on the couch with my feet up.
It ain't fire for you. You about to go out the window, couch potato. No!
sound effects available on Audio Fidelity stereo discs, you can take a trip around the world without leaving your easy chair.
Together with everything and nothing between us, you are the whole soul goal, me, you, universal union, blending in matter, journey in harmony. Journey in harmony. The ecstasy's voice is swaying, interplaying, perennial gardenia garden, flowing into fuchsia fountain, leaping into warm purple pink gaseous fumes, purple pools, moving in, undulating, emanating jewels, into a timeless, spaceless, placeless place.
Such a pretty face.
I'm surfing. Moved into your house.
I'm a couch surfer.
Yeah, I'll move into your house. I'm a couch surfer. Yeah, but I didn't mean to be. Somebody took my keys. I'm a couch surfer. So I'm locked inside of the Holiday Inn, and I'd like to get out with just a little bit of rain.
But I don't give a damn.
Can I crash at your place again? Just one more night. I'm couch surfing. I'm a couch surfer. I'm couch surfing. Locked inside. I'm locked in, but you're locked me inside. Inside, I'm no longer me. Move to tears beyond into a pond of cool quivers. My being shivers. I'm pure energy beyond the sun. I'm utterly complete union. I'm a couch surfer. Mind if I eat those chips? Oh, that's okay. I don't like salt chips anyway. No. I didn't use pay-per-view. I figured it was free. Yeah, I'm going. I'm a couch surfer. Couch surfer.
Let me stay here. just waking up, I gotta thank God.
Hey, thank you.
Fired up a square, that's how my day starts. Early morning buzzing, got me looking at life. Getting outside, I see moving pictures, look at the lights. It's just another Saturday, it seems like. Got dressed and hit the corner with my team, right? Smoking, rolling up, and passing around. Now I'm stoned and my ass is barely dragging the ground. No sooner than I'm thinking what I thought of.
Episode 254, an ode to the couch.
That's right, folks. You got a lazy boy, you got a ottoman, you got a chaise lounge. What do you got? What kind of couch do you have?
I recommend buying a badass couch because guess what? You get to lay on it and it's worth it. Even though they're expensive, you know. Also a massage chair, another must have. You know.
Built in. There's a big bonus right there, and that's a perk.
Absolutely. And now I'm drinking a Hazy Trail Hazy IPA from the Secret Trail Brewing Company. Trying to get sponsored.
Very nice. I'm throwing it back. I got some Deschutes.
We've just went to the second beer that fast. That's great. Fuck yeah. Anyway, I just got off work, man. What a hell of a week of just drama and crap. It sucks. Making the money.
Yeah, you know. It's a crazy world out there. It's like, most of us that do work are like, holy fuck. It's crazy. Those of us that are out of work are like, holy fuck, this is crazy. Those of us that are frontline workers are like, oh, this is crazy.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. We've had four Wednesdays in a row of insanity in the first month of 2021, January. We had the insurrection, the impeachment, the inauguration, and GameStop. Going from like, what was it, like $10 to $480 something, back down to $150 or $140 or something like that.
There was a bunch of stocks today that like I've owned for a while that I was like, I went to go check in on today because I was like, what the fuck's going on with the market? And I was like, this stock is not tradable. And I was like, what the hell? You know, because it was like, it went from like 50 cents to a dollar.
Gower's obviously on Robinhood, so they better get, I hate how it's just so rigged, man. What the fuck? I lost $600 on GameStop, I'll admit it.
Well, that just means that you got in late on the game, that's all.
Well, it was up to 480 something if I was fast enough. I bought at 302. What's the profit on that? Yeah, even if I sold at 400, you know what I mean? Like, dude, it happened within like an hour. It dropped that fast this morning. And I was at work doing a bunch of shit. I looked at it and I'm like, oh my God. So shouts out to the younger folks gaming the system, having enough of Wall Street fucks, bending you over, skirting like rules.
Like, that's my kind of revolution right there. Just, like, totally calling the system out for the bullshit that it is and, like, beating them at their own game. Like, that's good shit. Like, golf clap to y'all for doing that shit.
Nah, it's pretty cool and inspiring. I like it. And, yes, I also learned about a ton of weird shit they do to devalue stocks and all kinds of stuff. It's like, how is that legal? Yeah. What the fuck? And
that was the point of the exercise, right? Was to draw attention to that and get people to ask that very question, right? And, you know, they just used GameStop as the, the person to fall on the sword, if you will.
Hell yeah, it's awesome. And I hope you're enjoying these weird-ass couch tracks. My mic card sucks. We've been doing it for 11 years. It's such a struggle. Holy shit.
Hopefully these songs are so obscure, it just makes you sit on the couch and question why you're listening to the cast.
Well, I will say the grinder, the last episode, got me off my ass. I was working hella hard, and that, then I just like, and nothing today. I'm not doing shit. I'm like sore, you know. It's my last right. day off. Like, fuck it. I'm being a piece. I'm hungover. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, fuck. Anyway, yeah, well, also, is the pants edition in the next? Another miserable. Fuck.
One leg at a time, folks.
I have these super long warrior shorts I just bought that are basically pants for the wintertime because I refuse to wear pants.
Yeah, so.
Unless I'm at work where I wear pants constantly.
If anyone knows DJ Matador outside of work, like to get, like, even like.
DJ Gower, we've lost you. Are you back?
What?
The cell phone reception's dropping out. You gotta start making this shit. I swear, you're like, you're inspired, you're hungry. We've got to get a setup going, dude. It's killing me.
Killing me, too.
And I can only put one damn, like, can only get motivated to put one shitty, I mean, they're not shitty. They're all right, but you know what I mean? Like, fuck, dude. Then, like, the microphone doesn't work on the laptop and just, you know, god damn it.
All sorts of brutality.
That's true, and also the streaming shows, what the hell, they autoplay, like, instantly, and just, fuck. I've been watching so much weird, fucked up HBO crap lately. What the hell, HBO? You've gone off the rails.
Well, that's the best part about Roman Treason, is that we never really have rails to begin with, so we just kind of go wherever we go and end up wherever we end up, and hope you guys enjoy the ride.
That's true. And Lovecraft Country. What the hell is that show, man? Also, Raised by Wolves. HBO. Jesus. All right, here comes more couch tracks. This is an ode to the couch. Rhyme.
And,
Can everybody shout, hey, yo, the Mrs. Couch Potato. She's in her own world in the state of San Diego. Drives a 98, oh, her wage of mine is way low. Papa's little girl, but he ain't too proud to say it on. I'm saying, how the hell I'm gonna stop her? Can you tell me, am I ever gonna stop her? Now that she don't wanna be proper. So can you tell me, how the hell I'm gonna, how the hell I'm gonna stop her? But she don't really show that she be getting high just to balance out the lows. Daddy probably tell her, baby, that ain't how it goes. But she know daddy be mad, only better daddy knows. Now I'm saying, how the hell I'm gonna stop her? Can you tell me, am I ever gonna stop her? Now that she don't wanna be proper. So can you tell me, how the hell I'm gonna, how the hell I'm gonna stop her? Said I ain't gonna dwell on nothing. Now I ain't gonna dwell on it, no. I'm trying to stop, but no, I won't. I ain't gon' tell them nothing. I ain't gon' tell them living that life that they want me to live. No. Can everybody shout KO that it's nicer? Mr. Couch Potato, just like her. He loves what she does when she does what she loves. And now they got this feeling that it's just my work. Singing at it, how they gon' stop us? Can you tell me, are they ever gon' stop us? Girl, we don't wanna be proper. Yeah, it ain't ever gon' go, they ain't ever gon' stop us. See, I ain't gon' dread or nothing. No, I ain't gon' dread on it, no. I'm puppet trying to stop us. No, I won't. I ain't gon' tell them nothing. I ain't gon' tell them living that life that they want me to live. Are we ever gonna stop?
Hell no.
See, are we ever gonna stop now?
Hell no.
So are we ever gonna stop?
Hell no.
So are they ever gonna stop now?
Hell no.
So are we ever gonna stop now?
Hell no.
See, are we ever gonna stop?
Hell no.
So are they ever gonna stop us?
Hell no.
But they ain't ever gonna stop us.
Hell no.
Stop us, oh, oh. Said I ain't gonna dwell on nothing. Now I ain't gonna dwell on it, no. I ain't gonna dwell on puppet trying to stop me. No, I won't. I ain't gonna dwell on nothing.
hey yo, yo. I'm a couch potato, oh. And I'm proud to say so, oh. And I ain't gon' change, no, I ain't gon' change, no, I ain't gon' change, no, no, I ain't gon' change, no. Well, it's hot like couch and I'm chained to the couch. And my brain spits bad ideas out of my mouth like a thousand words. Circuits burst, crowd screaming, here comes a hearse. And I'm jumping now out of my chest as the crowds begin to scream. And the winos wade into the bar rooms to drink away the dreams. And I can hear years worth of traffic outside on that dirty street. I can see the lights turn from red to black to blue to brown to green. And I've been staring for so long, my eyes begin to bleed. Yes, I've been staring for so long, my eyes begin to bleed. When I was a young one, they told me I left my rights at the door. And as I grow older, this becomes true more and more. Now I'm just staring out that open door. I should be screaming, but I ain't got no tears no more. I ain't got no tears, I ain't got no tears no more. I ain't got no tears, I ain't got no tears no more. Guess I lost a few things that were dear to me, like my arms and my legs and my body and my soul and my will to speak. Now they're just sliding fast towards that ocean floor beneath, trying to not be pulled under by the waves and the weeds. Rain on the roof fit together so click like a tailor-made suit. It's like pull, aim, click, bang, soar, and shoot. And the rain and the wind, they lick my skin till it's freezing smooth. And they heal over years of a thousand bloody wounds. Oh, yes, they heal over years of a thousand bloody wounds. When I was a young one, they told me I left my rights at the door. And as I grow older, this becomes true more and more. Now I'm just staring out that open door. I should be screaming, but I ain't got those tears no more. I ain't got those tears, ain't got those tears no more. I ain't got those tears, ain't got those tears no more.
Out drinking with my boys late night. Come home to my lady past midnight. She waiting up, she throwing me shade. We having words, this is what she said. She said I'm out too late. She pushed me away, there ain't nothing in the world that I can say. So I'm sleeping on the couch tonight. She got me on the couch tonight. I did wrong, but I meant to do right. Now I'm sleeping on the couch tonight. I'm sleeping on the couch.
Working late, making paper, hitting deadlines. Coming home, I was crawling into bedtime. I pulled a sheet, she telling me no. I asked her why, but I already know.
I'm on the couch tonight. She got me on the couch tonight. She in bed, but I'm meant to do right. I'm sleeping on the couch.
We make dinner like lovers do. I pour her wine and I'm
sleeping on the couch tonight. She got me on the couch tonight. Don't seem too fair this time. Sleeping on the couch tonight. She got me on the couch.
I wake her up with roses on the bed. Tell her all the sweet thoughts in my head. She roll her eyes and I'm sleeping on the couch tonight. She got me on the couch.
I buy a Prada, say I love her mama. She says I'm
sleeping on the couch tonight. She got me on the couch.
I say hello and
I'm sleeping on the couch tonight. Sleeping on the couch tonight. She got me on the couch.
Girl, we all make mistakes, it's true. Tell me what I gotta do to get back in the bed with you. What did I ever do to
girl?
Cheated on me almost every day.
True.
I caught you cheating on me yesterday.
You did.
You even cheated on me on my couch.
Yes.
And that's why your ass is in the doghouse.
Babe. I ain't mad about you working late.
Good.
But you got 10 credit cards in my name.
Word.
You max them out, now my credit's bad.
Right.
And what'd you take out life insurance on me?
We broke up 5 years ago.
And
I got married to another guy.
And
he's sick of you crashing here.
And
you really gotta stop coming over here.
What?
You really can't keep coming here, bud. I know you don't really have a place to stay, but we got kids.
Yeah, but...
No buts. Just gotta stop, okay?
Yeah.
All right, well, see you around.
Guess I'm sleeping in my car tonight. Sleeping in my car.
You can't pack in the driveway, bud. Come on, you gotta go. Let's go.
Son, what you mean, son?
You got 5 years receipts, motherfucker? And the strip club ain't no home office. That's a red flag, nigga.
Hey.
Big bag Bill, bitch.
Hey. Stop it, you're old friends. Right? Now, JoJo, you might be right. Strip club isn't a home office. You're asking to be audited, son. But is being right more important than friendship? Huh? Take it from me. I lost my black friend. Don't lose yours. Hug. Hug, motherfuckers!
Sorry, man. Forever.
Say, cuz, you ready to get put on the hood?
I'm rolling.
Mayo, I need you to sink your mind into this, cuz once you step through this threshold, motherfuckers are ready to kill for you. I mean, a whole fraternity of motherfuckers gon' have you back. But there's only one way out of this. That's when your casket drops into the ground. So from this day forward, you have eternal protection until your eternal demise. We dead ass serious about what we do. And if you go through that threshold and you make it back, we gonna be dead ass serious about you.
Time to smoke some fools. Crenshaw Kings for life, motherfucker.
Almost. Let's roll.
I went through with the plan, not a man sending me grand. My coke organization still infesting the land. No joke, built my mama in a state in the Bahama. Crops of marijuana protected by big timer. Hand full of ice against this paradise. Expensive merchandise I had to sacrifice for the glamorous life. Dawn pee for breakfast, being stretches and Lexus. Distribution of coke from Louisiana to Texas. Some fabricated, but fascinated by the way that I made it. Now my name is implicated with the greatest. Wearing the latest, leather for even BBH, random Mercedes, parked in front of my new estate at 12 o'clock and getting caviar is what we ate. Party with killers, paraphernalia filler projects, dope snorters of prospects to rob the shop next. But I get pissed and send hits, don't fuck with my shit. We split the heel, whoever he roll with. Admit it, you did it, tongue too tied to say something. Nines busting, bringing your platoon to destruction. Continue hustling, giving them nothing, take my dough back. Cracker could get the Bozak because I'm pro black, bank up a foreigner. He wasn't holding up his side of his deal. Alien gotta be killed, sent to the coroner. I'm sure he would've gone before the judge with something concrete to sink me, cause he was holding a grudge, fucking over a thug. Told my bitch I want him dead. Bring me his head, feeling belayed. Heard what I said, don't betray me. I put you on the streets and made you meet. Put character stones on your fingers and teeth and built you a home next to the beach. And luxury cars be creep. Here's a nine, I don't have time, make it discreet.
Put the money on the couch, nigga. Give me everything, I'll pay you house, nigga. Shut your mouth, nigga. Put the money on the couch, nigga. Give me everything.
nigga. Put the money on the couch, shut your mouth, nigga.
I know that my cousin left curves hard. He stole the body of his backyard and sold up shit. From the 17 on the way to the night walk. Number one pussy in the caddy, bumping the sound with the gross and bows. I'm up on the passenger side, fucking with every last hole. My nigga Buck was up in the call shop, ready to get all the seat fit. Let me go school me a knee fit, so I can go out to the freeman. Shit, I'm the lyrical genius, got down to your knee for the penis. The nigga be talking that shit about my family, but I never seen it. I'm larger than largest, came home on two heroin charges. And I still got shop stash in the garage. Y'all is petty, it gon' take two to feel my stamina when I pass the camera flash. Fuck the amateur, shit better be top notch, or I'ma cock my rhyme Glock to wound ya and paint your deck with my autograph on your tomb.
Put the money on the couch, nigga. Give me everything, I'm in your house, nigga. Shut your mouth, nigga. Put the money on the couch, nigga. Give me everything, I'm in your house, nigga. Shut your mouth, nigga. Put the money on the couch, nigga. Give me everything, I'm in your house, nigga. Shut your mouth, nigga.
I'm straight from the ghetto, that mad, then I went to full shade. Then I left that spot, then I went to the deep with a trifling hoes play. They coming to me and they blowing that funky fire. I'm drinking a beer and them lungs keep getting it higher. Through to my clippers, I walk to the front door. Hope it ain't them popos. I look through the blinds, sick in my mind. What I have to run for? Nobody would want to test me. Vex me, coming to arrest me. Old body and soul, it's a must, I leave you cold. Keep it chilly, chilly when I'm jiggling, jiggling money. Some niggas say okay, but you can say no way. I'm drinking for honey if I wasn't to kick these rhymes so funky. You and your boo would have never went bought my shit like Joan. Yeah, a quarter of a key is all that I need to get on my feet. A bit by the weed, the common OCs, I do it for greed. And even a G for slinging them keys. I'm stepping up in your face, you and I looking for a bitch now. Don't have no time for no foreplay, I'm thinking gon' lay this dick down. Niggas be coming with dope lines, give me the chance, I'ma flow mine. I'm carrying this bitch up in no time, no fucking with not, cause you know I'm funky like a club, just put it with fat men fighting with none of the bad thoughts in my mind, cause I'm dead in this plot.
Put the money on the couch, nigga. Give me everything, up in your house, nigga. Shut your mouth, nigga. Put the money on the couch, nigga. Give me everything, up in your house, nigga. Shut your mouth, nigga. Put the money on the couch, nigga. Give me everything, up in your house, nigga. Shut your mouth, nigga. Put the money on the couch, nigga. Give me everything, up in the house, nigga. And I'm out, nigga.
Artificial amateurs aren't it all amazing? Analytically, I assault, animate things. Broken barriers bounded by the bomb beat. Buildings are broken, basically I'm bombarding. Casually create catastrophes, casualties, canceling cats, got the canopies collapsing. Detonate a diamond tank, daily doing dope. Demonstrations, Don Dada on the down low. Eating other editors with each and every energetic, epileptic episode, elevated etiquette. Furious, fat, fabulous, fantastic. Flurries of funk, felt feeding the fanatics. Gift got great, global goods gone glorious. Getting godly in this game with the glorious. Hit him high, hella hype, historical. Hey, Holocaust hymns, hear him holler at your homeboy. Imitators idolize, I intimidate. In an instant, I'll rise in an irate state. Juiced on my jams like Jerry Curls, jocking joints justly. It's just me writing my journals. Kindly, I'm kindling all kinds of King Kong. Karate kick type Ritz in my kingdom. Let me live along like lyrically. Lessons is learned, lame louses just lose to my leverage. My mind makes marvelous moves, masses. Marvel and move, many mock what I've mastered. Niggas nap knowing I'm nice naturally. Knack never lack, make noise nationally. Operation opposition off, not optional. Out of sight, out of mind, widening opticals. Perfected poems, powerful punchlines. Pummeling, petty powder puffs in my primes. White quaint close, keep quiet as quantum. Quarrelers ain't got a quarter of what we got. Really raw raps, rising up rapidly. Riding the rushing radio activity. Super scientifical, sound search sought. Sonicing, super five saps that are soft. Tails 10 times, talented, too tough. Take that, challengers, get a tune up. Universal, unique, untouched, unadulterated, the raw, uncut, verb by smart, victorious, valid, violate vibes that are vain, make them vanish, while I'm all well, what a wise wordsmith, just weaving up words, weeded up on my work shift, Xerox, my X-radiation clothes, extra large, X-height letters, xylophone tones, yellow back, yak mouth, young ones, yawns, yesterday's lawn yard, cell, I yawn, zigzag zombie, zoom into the zenith, zero wins and thoughts, oversell its rhyme, Z-Lot.
episode 254. This is Ode to the Couch. We're closing out the show. Thanks for listening. If you did, to this weird ass episode, it's like what I can come up with. Couch songs.
Yeah.
Jesus.
What do you expect from us at this point, folks? I mean, you know, we're doing the best we can.
I was trying really. I was trying so hard for like an hour driving to work today to think of a single episode that was decent. It was like,
I thought I fired back with a few decent ideas.
Well, yeah, but you need to come here. You record? Yeah, we. I don't know. We'll buy another Zoom. There's gotta be a way, dude. I'll do anything.
I would do anything
for ramen treason. Anyway, yeah, man, we're still trying to cope in this shitty ass existence that is 2021-2020 combo. Holy shit, the doomsday clock has moved to the closest to apocalypse times in like the last week.
Is it like 7 minutes now?
No, we're down to, I think it's like 40 seconds or something like that.
40 seconds.
45 seconds or something like that.
Nice.
It isn't.
We're all going down, people.
We're all sucked into social media and bullshit just to deal with our mundane jobs that we struggle through, you know? Like,
yeah.
Fucking Facebook. I'd like to give a shout out to an interesting show that just came out on Vice TV. I know I've talked about Vice TV like 80,000 times, but it is Searching for Q, about QAnon. What the fuck, people? Holy shit.
You fuckers.
Unbelievable. Anyone would believe any of that crap. And yeah, man, just, you know, they go to various basements throughout the Midwest and, you know, they talk, knock on the door, the mom answers, and he's in the basement, you know, and then some pimply face like, meow, exposed. Then they move on to the next one, you know.
It'll be like the, the next Dateline, right? So like,
to catch a QAnon person?
Yeah. To catch a conspirator.
You sound pretty slow on the draw too, dude. We're just tired as hell. I think it's the weather. Rainy as fuck. Yeah, I know. That's how I felt today.
Yeah,
just
the grind has been grinding.
I know. And now we're just couch ridden fucks. Like
fucking brain dead.
Have you seen Letterkenny?
I've forced myself through a couple of episodes.
That show's brilliant, dude. You gotta stick with it.
Yeah.
It's so awesome. You'd love it, man. It's right up your alley. shit.
It's right when I like it, I start to hate it. And right when I start to hate it, I start to like it.
Season one of any show is kind of shit, you know? With a few exceptions, you know? Watched season one, you know, like, but
yeah,
they, cyber goss and the, just like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Exactly. Like.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious. So anyway, hopefully you don't sit on the couch all day. You have a job and you're not an unemployed fuck, you know, which a lot of the tracks.
Feel free to, you know, write us at rhymeandtreasonradio@gmail.com.
Absolutely. And a lot of the songs on this episode about being in the doghouse on the couch. Del the Funky Homo Sapien, sleeping on couch.
Yeah, Del knows.
I've never even heard of that song, so that's pretty sweet. There's a lot of 90s, shitty 90s rap in here, so enjoy that.
You know, back in the 90s, you had to sleep on people's fucking couches, man.
All right, dude, we're closing it out. Thanks for listening, and yeah, man, you got to start making it. I'll devise a plan of some. Oh my god, I lost Gower.
I'm here, and this is Rhyme.
What is happening? Did you hear that?
Was that it?
He's back, folks. It sounds okay. I don't want to end it, sadly. This is the only fun part of the process. The rest of it's like, it's like, that transition sucked. Like, anyone gives a fuck. Shit. I'm driving to work.
I spent 11 hours on this mix. And
no, obviously I don't spend that long at all. You will, though, until you get burned out. And then I'll start making them again.
Just makes you appreciate some older episodes, that's all.
That's right. Well, it's been... Come on, man. You gotta pick up the slack, you fucking slacker. I've got the computer.
It's only been like 100 episodes.
I've got the computer, the Windows XP, the guitar tracks, your hard drive. What else do you need, man? A functional window to drive here?
Yeah. Or like, can you hand deliver it? Or
I just fix it myself. Hey, Gower, I got a... Like,
oh my god,
that wouldn't surprise me at this point. I think they fixed that shit in your driveway. We'll just keep talking. I don't care. Have you ever heard of that? There's a service that does all windshield replacements in your driveway if you want. I'm sure I'll do a window.
So, the Gower clan here all went out to the driving range. And when we get back to the car, like the rear driver's side glass, like by the trunk, so it's like a fixed panel of glass, fucking someone hit a golf ball right through it, shattered that shit, right? So, lo and behold, I gotta like submit a quote to the board because it was like, the Park and Recreation District ran the course, and so
you gotta bite the bullet and pay your deductible on your insurance and get it fixed like today.
Oh, hell no, the deductible on my insurance is
like $500, right?
Yeah, but the replacement cost is like 3 years on it, you know.
Drop that 500, son. Face up, you're in the background. This guy's getting an Australian Shepherd, apparently.
No, a cattle dog.
I thought you said it was Australian Shepherd. That is a cattle dog. It's Australian Shepherd,
mix. Yeah, is what they think it is. But
that's great because I own one, and she's a holy fucking terror. So in your face,
that's great. Thanks for that.
She's gonna rip it up. That'll be great. Awesome. Man. She's a really, they're really great dogs. I like them, but dude, she has so much energy. It's like, fuck you, dog. But it makes you get off your ass, which not on the couch where, you know.
Well, I mean, I have the advantage of having a child, so it'd be like, child, go do things with pet.
And he will. It'll be a cool dog. But man, they're not, or our dog anyway. Is not good with other dogs, dude.
Really?
And she constantly tries to herd our dog and us. It's really stupid. She bite, like, you know. She, like, gets right behind you and, like, tries to push you over when you're, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
And it's like, and then you step on it, you kick it, you... It's so, like, I almost fell on my face. Like, what the fuck is happening? Oh, yeah. Cattle dog. Like, I'm not a cattle, even though I'm a fatty.
Like, so the puppy's like 10 weeks old, right? And like they just found it like last week or whatever, right? And so they don't even really know what it is.
Oh yeah, you can do a DNA test on it. What you gotta do, you know, if you're comfortable with the government having your dog's genetic information.
Oh man.
It's only like $90.
The dog father's gonna be watching.
Yeah, there you go. The dog NSA. anyway, that's cool, man. Great talking with you. I'm going to make the show now.
All right, y'all. Well, thanks for listening.
Come hang out in Chico in March.
Oh, yeah.
Or something. Yeah. I'm so fucked. And it's disgusting.
We got to make some shit happen, though. This is crazy because this is rhyme.
And Gower needs to make this show better. The cow tradition. Treason.
Look. If you had one shot to sit on your lazy butt and watch all the TV you ever wanted until your brain turned to mush, would you go for it or just let it slip? Yo. Remote is ready, eyes wide, palms are sweaty. The Flintstones on the TV already, Wilma and Betty. No virgin, the channel surfing, and I'm HD ready. So I flip, garbage is all I'm getting. The Simon Cowell, who folks wanna disembowel. He opens his mouth, always says something foul. They're dying, wow, wannabes are crying now. He votes them out, time to throw in the towel. Shows based on reality, oh, the humanity, oh. Aussie's family show loves profanity. Whoa, the insanity. Oh, dogs that crap and pee. Home of depravity. No, they live happily. Yo, plus the Ally G show and Celebrity Mole. Oh, and there's Anna Nicole. She's scaring me. Look, mono cavities. Oh, it's a station break. Better go out to the kitchen and microwave something.
You're gonna lose your mind watching TV. They told me, they told me, but I'm still tuning every show. My cable gets C-SPAN TV, Land, and HBO. The Travel Channel Discovery and Lifetime.
As I watch NASCAR racing, that show about undertaking Larry King to 24 to Line Order. The Weather Channel's boring, like 60 Minutes, Ancient Reporters. Next up on E! True Hollywood Story, the rise and decline of 12 actors named Corey. Shows for next fall, they've already been naming. CSI Boise and Touched by an Uncle both sound pretty layman. So does everybody tolerates Raymond. And King of Queens jumped the shark the first minute. I can't believe Richard Simmons ain't in it. I move right onto 8 simple rules for dating my teenage daughter. Then I bet I watch The Bachelorette, followed by Welcome Back, Cotter, and the Muppet Show, where they go Menomine.
You're gonna lose your mind watching TV. They told me, they told me, but I'm still tuning every show. My cable gets C-SPAN TV, Land, and HBO, the Disney Channel, and A&E, and Lifetime.
You're gonna lose your mind watching TV. They told me, cajoled me, but I still love Lisa Kudrow. I'm looking at C-SPAN TV, Land, and HBO, the Playboy Channel, and Cork TV, and Lifetime. Melrose Place or Lost in Space. I've seen each Amazing Race and Without a Trace. But I only watched Will and Grace one time, one day. Wish I hadn't, cause TiVo now thinks I'm gay. Oh, and Fear Factor, I watched maybe a half hour. After that, felt like I needed a long shower. Network execs with naked ambitions. Next week on Fox, watch Lions Eat Christians. Like to tie up those programming planners. Make them watch all of that junk till their heads explode just like scanners. Covered grub-eating fools on Survivor. Look, there's James Lipton discussing the oeuvre of Mr. Rob Schneider, and there's Gilligan and SpongeBob Plus. There's MacGyver, and Jay Leno has got Madonna. Hey, there's Luke Perry on a special all-pig Latin episode of Drew Carey. Wanna turn on E.T.? Cause I'm a gossip freak, and I gotta know who J-Lo is marrying this week. A 30-second spot, then we come back to Are You Hot? I was planning on recording The Sopranos. I forgot! I love shows with or without a plot. I'll stare till my legs are numb, my eyes bloodshot, because I only have got one brain to rot. I'm gonna spend my life watching television a lot.
You're gonna lose your mind watching television.
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.